Picture this. It's Friday night, and somewhere over the Persian Gulf, American B-2 bombers are running coordinates for a facility called Pickaxe Mountain. Simultaneously, in a Geneva hotel suite, U.S. and Iranian diplomats are meeting quietly, exchanging draft frameworks. And somewhere in Boca Chica, Texas, SpaceX engineers are watching a Starship capsule bob in the Pacific Ocean, fully intact, the first time in the program's history that's ever happened. That is the world we woke up to on Saturday, July 25th, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and this is the IntelliJix Daily Briefing.
I'm Sarah Chen, and Marcus, you could not have picked a more compressed snapshot of the contradictions defining this moment. Bombs and diplomacy running in parallel, space history being made while the company's stock has fallen nearly 50% from its post-IPO peak, AI models autonomously discovering software vulnerabilities, while another AI company took 10 full days to disclose a breach. It's a lot to untangle, and we're going to get into all of it.
Here's what we have mapped out today. We're leading with the Iran situation in depth, the strikes, the blockade enforcement, the signals from Tehran, and what military experts actually think comes next. Then we'll move into the broader Middle East and Eastern Europe theater, covering the Houthi strike on Saudi Arabia's oil infrastructure and the Russian ballistic missile attack near Kyiv, hours after Zelensky hosted Raytheon executives for Patriot co-production talks.
From there, we pivot to U.S. domestic politics, which has its own full agenda this week. The Biden deportation shield memo that Senator Schmidt just released, the White House's public pressure campaign on Senate Republicans over the SAVE Act, the Department of Energy's admission that it canceled clean energy grants based on how states voted in 2024, and a Cyclospora lettuce outbreak that the president admitted he hasn't thought about. We'll also get into Ken Paxton's campaign finance violations and the early maneuvering around Vance's 2028 bid.
Then we spend serious time on AI, and there is a lot there. The OpenAI Hugging Face breach disclosure timeline is disturbing. Cisco's CPO is warning that AI agents can go rogue, and that's not a hypothetical anymore. We have Microsoft claiming its new MAI models outperform frontier AI at 89% lower GPU cost. Google DeepMind is dealing with morale problems that are compounding delays on Gemini 3.5 Pro, and the Kimi K3 cybersecurity assessments from the UK and US. AI safety institutes raise real questions about how we measure model capability versus model risk.
On the space and science side, Starship's ocean splashdown, SpaceX halting Falcon 9 orders beyond 2028, the market's complicated reaction to all of this, Neuralink showing paralyzed patients steering wheelchairs with neural signals alone, a UCLA discovery about quantum heat waves at room temperature, and new moon rocks from the far side challenging decades of bombardment theory.
And we'll round out with business and markets, the Kuwait pipeline deal with Blackstone, KKR and Brookfield, the Section 122 tariff expiration and what replaces it, Verizon's dark fiber deal with Google, Tesla's mysterious $1.95 billion AI hardware acquisition, and hedge funds simultaneously doing a record tech sell-off while staying long on AI.
We'll close with our time capsule and a look ahead. It's a genuinely dense Saturday. Let's get into it.